Thank you. Are there any other questions about the administrative line? Okay, why don't we move down to the next bundle of lines, board expenses. Now, this is interesting. On row 88, board meeting and travel, the current year is set, I mean, FY09, supposedly we spent $50,000 on this item. The current year, we're budgeting
$120,000. Well, that's
where we really have it. I think $50,000 seems a little bit low.
Yeah, but that's not all the cost. But we in 08, it was 83.
Right. Well, we've been more frugal than we were in 08.
Frugal, but yeah, my point is there's no reason to go to 120. What's that about?
First we have to look at, like I said, we don't close the fiscal year until tomorrow. So when we close the fiscal year, that's when we sit there. We'll sit in where we review all the costs to see what costs are still outstanding. And then we will have to make accruals, like for any costs, like you said, you think there's some outstanding costs on the board meetings for 2009. So we have to make sure that if we have the bills, we have to accrue them. And let's just see what we have here, because, yeah, that is a little high. Let's look at the assumptions.
Yeah, we've been very good, you know.
Oh, I mean, this year has really shown. Well, you know, I have to give KPFT. I mean, you guys have always kept the board meetings low. I mean, you've done things, you've volunteered to keep them low.
And if we've been cheap in the past, wait till you come to this time.
and I think, well, you know, the January meeting is starting there in L.A. That sets the thing, the rule for the rest of the stations that, you know, you just can't afford to. She has four meetings in here. And at 30K each, so, you know, maybe how much do you think the meeting will be in 2010 in Houston? Susan, is that you? How much do you think it'll cost?
It was me. It was I on the call. I have no idea, but I'd say 20.
Yeah, 20 max.
Yeah. So, you know, perhaps we should bring this down on the board cost. Bring it down to.
Maybe 80. It was 83 in 08.
08 only had three meetings.
Yeah,
that's right.
But they were. One of the meetings was a doozy.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's something to look at. We'll note it for our list. And let's see. Another item that's interesting is board legal consultant, which is the next row down, which current year, FY09, we spent $35K, and this is budgeted at $84K.
Let's just see.
I guess this shows up somewhere on assumptions and historical data. Getting the hang of it here. P126. Oh, he has some... Oh, I see. This is actually legal costs for stuff that we... I don't know if we're supposed to talk about this, but...
Where did you find it? Is it on...
It's on column PQR on assumptions of historical data, 122 through 126.
Okay. Oh, no, this is the legal... This isn't the board one. This is the legal fee.
That seems
if you start doing it twice, is he? No, these are the legal fees. That's on. This is line. This information. You know, if you click, I don't have my mouse here. My mouse is not working. But if you right click on the mouse, my mouse is not working. Maybe my batteries are down. That's line. Let me find the line. This for line 119, the $5,000 a month. Oh, I see P&B.
There's a different column.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. I wasn't looking myself. That shows what the monthly cost will be for these. And, you know, it's like, you know, the only thing we can do is hope that, you know, things are resolved in a timely manner. But until, and it all involves the P&B.
Okay. Okay,
that's how much,
well,
we pay Steve, no, and that's how much we pay, I'm sorry, I didn't look over, Ricardo.
Gotcha. Okay, well, then that's what that is. Okay, and then are there any other, what's
and
the...
And might I just add, the only way we can reduce that is we all know how.
Okay. Are there any other comments about national board or board expenses? This is rows 86 through 103.
I think, just in passing, line 93 is worth looking at. Just to note.
Okay, teleconferences. Okay.
I have information on that. I've basically made up my mind about the new system for BAI, but I've talked with a couple of people today. I've talked to, I've sent information out, and the guy has come back who gave us the initial initial look at the cost of replacing BAI's phone system. But as part of the, one of the packages that we have, it has conferencing. So there's a big opportunity here if we, when and if we go to the system, it allows for conferencing. And John Almalo and Otis McKay have both worked intimately, along with Sue Berryfields from K5K, have worked intimately with us on this proposal for BAI. And this will be an opportunity for the foundation if we go with this one system, because it allows the conference call. So this is a big opportunity for us on this line.
Okay.
And BAI will not charge.
Okay. Well, it's interesting that the national board expenses go up by $120,000 in the budget. That seems generous. Okay, next bundle of lines is programming expenses. Rows 105 through 114. Are there any comments from the committee about that?
There are a couple that website expense seems to go way down. Is that it's spread out differently?
Well, yeah, just we have
maybe
a lot
that,
of...
Maybe that's the other side of the Internet connection.
Right. I hope so.
Okay. I'll make a query about that.
Well, let me just comment back. I'm sorry about the board expenses being $120,000 higher. Two of those are ones that one of them needs to be looked at. That's the board meeting and travel, and the other one is a matter of how well we can all discipline ourselves about needing legal consultation.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
This is Summer. Can I say something?
Yes, go ahead, Summer.
Just on that general subject of needing legal consultation, and I'm not sure what's done at the national board, but, we really all could use board training at the beginning of, each new board for configuration thereof, because I feel a lot of things get left, gaps are left out, and we don't even have, people don't have a firm grasp on what their duties are to avoid problems or what the legal requirements are, and it seems to me we would save a lot of money if we did a little of that up front and would have fewer things to consult about down the road.
In fact, that was one of the things that the PNB adopted in lieu of having a confidentiality agreement, was to have board training at the very beginning of the term about fiduciary responsibility and confidentiality.
Good.
To go hand in hand.
Good.
Okay. Well, then, so programming expenses. No, we've noted the issues there. And then the last bundle of lines is development expenses, which is interesting. It's not a big proportion of the budget. However, the budget shows FY10 shows $32,000, whereas the actuals for FY09 are $16,000. Most of that has to do with direct mail printing and postage. budgeted at $20,000 for printing and $10,000 for postage. The comparable for the current for FY09 was $14,000 for printing, and no money for postage. I don't know how you guys did that. Maybe the issue is that the current year actuals aren't quite right. That's what it looks like. So I'll just make a little query about that.
Something that would be of interest to me, and perhaps LaVarne or Brian or others can address this, is how effective have the mail drops been, the direct mail pieces? We reevaluated in Houston about how frequently we would send them and alternatives because we were getting less and less return.
Through mail upheaved?
Yes. So I'm wondering, it would be good to evaluate what their effectiveness has been, continues to be, whatever.
Okay, that's a good idea.
You know, your manager probably can throw up a chart for you, or maybe he already has. We do it at KPFA. We get different response rates in different types of campaigns. For instance, we do a members mailing around tax time, or rather around the end of the tax year. Generally,
my point is not for the station alone. What I'm talking about is national.
Oh, do you mean acquisition mailings?
Mailings
to the station's memberships from the national office?
The National Office Development Direct Mail Programs that we have in the development expenses.
Right. It would be good to have an assessment of how that goes.
From what I've heard, they're sometimes quite lucrative.
Right. Well, if we see the results for 2009, in fact, the campaign was really well.
That's what
allowed us to solve some of the cash flow problems.
And so, basically,
that was also dropped around the 2008 elections. I mean, it was pegged to the Obama momentum.
It was a remunerative effort.
Well, you know, one time they have this purple campaign, but I don't think it's not part of this purple strategy or whatever they had in the past.
It's basically, so the national office does one big mailing. It did one big mailing in 2009.
Right.
And you're planning to do one big mailing in 2010.
Okay. Right. Well, you know, yeah.
That seems like a reasonable schedule. I mean, you're not doing too much. I mean, one a year. And yeah, that's a good question. Do you acquire a mailing list, or do you send it to people you've already sort of gotten contact info from?
We're choosing not to, like, acquire mailing lists or even try to, because I know at one time, let me just make sure I say that before I say this, is that not to acquire mailing lists or to buy them, and that we're basically using our database that we have. And in fact, now that we have expertise with the database, we will have someone to come out and train Chris on access so that we can get this information together very quickly. You can do the mail merge. You can send things out immediately right from Christine. So yeah, we're moving ahead with that. We have we have people multitask.
So this will be the traditional mailing to the people who are members of the Five Pacifica stations.
Well, no, Brian.
Don't yell at me. I'm asking you to clarify.
I am. I'm saying no. It's not the traditional members of the five stations. This has been an argument all the time. So, you know, if the database that we used last year was the traditional, since you were here and I wasn't last year, we're using the same database. Plus, we have some additional information database. We have PayPal people I know from BAI who are not in, and we can go and look at the list to remove zip codes And we can use that. We can also use our internal list, which will be from BAIO as a PayPal list. It won't be in zip codes within our stations. So, you know, we have the one that we previously used. So if you think that that was all five station listeners, then we need to look at it again. And then I know we have a list from PayPal members that are from all of the country because they're pledging online. So that's more than likely what we would use.
Yeah, my understanding is the list that the mailings have gone to sort of both station members and also in the past
LAPS
it was
members.
Said that, not even LAPS members, but in the past the national office did acquire mailing lists of non-Pacifica people, and then if people replied, they kept those names, so those are probably also in your database.
Right.
Amalgam of various things.
We have a person with huge D-base experience. So we can go through and look at this list, carve it up however we want to see what the names are by zip code and all of that, so we'll know, make sure. Because my goal, and it was when I used to be part of the governing body, is not to do that.
Okay. Well, that's helpful. Let's see. So are there any other questions about the national office budget? I'd like to – we've developed some queries. We've had some conversations. I can send these along to the managers and to people for – and we understand this is a preliminary budget because the central service numbers are not, you know, etched in stone.
And I would like to actually leave the call because I'm like – my voice is like at the very end and I do need to go to sleep. But
okay.
I can chat with you tomorrow, Jamie, probably in the afternoon. And see what the other issues are.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you,
Levon.
I hope you feel better.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm taking Tamiflu. I think it really works.
Vitamin C.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye, Levon. Hope you feel better.
Okay, so that was it for national office.
Jamie, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, Mr. Chair. Yes.
Whoever. Can I ask... Has anyone else joined the call here? Specifically, are Campbell Johnson and Luzette King here? Guess not. Okay, never mind. I'm just making sure I've got everybody because people are coming in late.
I understand. Yes. Okay, well, why don't we go on to the KPFA budget then?
I'm sorry. I had my phone muted. Campbell Johnson's here.
Okay. Hi, Campbell. Welcome to the call.
I've been on for quite a while.
All right, so let's see. So our next item of business, we did get the revised KPFA budget. And Brian has forwarded this to the NAF Finance Comp.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just forwarded it just now. I hadn't realized it didn't go out to the full list.
1 minute ago. Okay, good. So everybody should have it. Wait, no, there it is. So let's see.
So this would be the file that reads KPFA budget template FY 2010 revised as of September 29, 2009.
Yes. September 29th. That's an interesting title because it was just revised today.
That's right.
Okay. Well, I'm opening it up. And let's see. Alberto, I heard you ask. Did you have a question, Alberto? No. Okay.
Jamie?
Yes.
I'm just wondering if our Paul took note that I was on the line.
Yes, I did.
Okay, thank you, sir.
And this is Summer. Did you do that a long time ago, I hope?
Yes.
Thank you.
We have a very attentive secretary.
I know.
Very,
he hears the
very
sound
much
of our voices.
So.
Okay, so let's see. So why don't, Brian, can you tell us where this stands here and what we still had outstanding. I don't have the computer with my notes on it.
Yeah. So the two biggies, there were three biggies, actually. We wanted certainty on the CPB numbers, which we don't have, or at least it hasn't changed from the way I described it last meeting. We have updated the legal numbers with the latest information from Ricardo, we have a much harder, more specific idea of what we'll be spending, which is good.
Great.
Because they've accrued a number of our legal expenses this fiscal year. For instance, when a settlement is agreed on, I guess you accrue it before you cut the check. Some of those are in our cash flow, not the budget. So we show the cash going out the door in the budget year, but it's an expense in FY09. The third one was the cost associated with reducing staff. Obviously, since the reductions budgeted for this year have not taken place yet, this budget now reflects the cost of not making those cuts for the first 2 weeks of the fiscal year. Manager says it's her intention to make them as soon as the fund drive ends, which is probably Friday. So notices will go out Monday. It includes the required 15-day payout in lieu of notice. It includes vacation severance payout, accrued vacation payout, and it includes the severance package they intend to offer everyone being laid off in exchange for a release from all claims. Severance at KPFA is not required by the union contract, but it's something they've decided to offer as a best practice and they're budgeting for. And I think it's roughly consistent with what other stations are required to do. Where that leaves us in the budget is...
Brian, are these on the assumptions that you're talking about? These severance?
You know, I don't know where he punched it in. the specific severance payments on a separate line in the budget sheet under salaries and related. The accrued vacation payout, because it's accrued, you know, when you build up your vacation, it would be in the cash flow. It's not a new expense, but it is cash out the door. And I assume the 15-day payout is part of the severance costs. Yeah, severance pay is General Ledger Code 6001, which is row 48 on the budget spreadsheet. So where that leaves things is with a measly surplus of 61,186.
Measly?
Well, it's measly against a $4.3 million budget. But the bigger concern is the cash, because there's substantial money going out the door for that accrued vacation and for those legal settlements that's not
one time
because it's already been accrued. Right, it's one time, but I'm just looking at Efren's cash flow, which is formula generated now, for the first time with the new numbers, and we're showing months with negative cash. Clearly we can't do that. So... I haven't had time to talk through with folks here what the strategy will be. First, we have to check the formulas that are driving those for accuracy. Second, we have to talk about options like when the line of credit against KPFA's assets can be paid off and whether we can draw down our part of the Heath bequest like National did. Because we can't have negative cash. I don't know what else to say about that. I'm just seeing that red ink for the first time.
Is this something you think you'd have answers to some of those questions maybe by next meeting, next week?
Yeah, my business manager is actually getting cash figures right now next door to me. I think the operating budget is sound. The assumptions are fairly conservative and it shows surplus. It's those one-time costs that run us out of cash. So at that point, we're talking about a cash management strategy, not necessarily a budgeting issue.
But
I would be comfortable recommending the budget to the board at this point and working on a proposed cash management strategy to accompany it
Well, yeah, 'cause, I mean,
at the national board subsequent to this.
It would seem you have to deal with those issues, otherwise you might not be able to do the planned layoff as scheduled if you don't have the money to deal with the stuff.
Well, we do. We run out of cash in January under this cash flow.
Mr. Chairman?
So.
Yes, go ahead, Al.
On the stack. Brian? Brian?
Yeah,
Brian. Brian, how much do you have any income budgeted as income in your budget as off-air fundraisers that might help the situation, your financial situation there?
Yeah, we budgeted at our normal level of off-air fundraising.
What's a normal level, sir?
Hold on, I'll pull up those lines. For our crafts fair, which is our biggest annual event, it's $176,000 in revenue.
Is that what you did last year?
It should be. It splits across fiscal years.
Okay.
And the first fees from this winter's crafts fair come in September.
Hmm.
So it should, the actuals here are showing about 50,000 short, but that usually catches up in September.
Okay.
The crafts fair has been pretty consistently at its budgeted level.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like he redid the forecast column. The craft fair comes in about 176. The other community events income comes in at about 39,000 gross.
So the craft fair is going to go from what's that, 124 to 176.
Yeah. September is when the deadline is for booth fees for people booking tables. Or it's when the first deadline is. They get more expensive as you get closer to it. So they haven't closed the books for September yet. But we've had this pretty much every fiscal year before. It looks like we're under budget until the very end of the year when the next year's money starts coming in.
But it's been on target this year with what's going on around.
You know, our door was short, but the door is only about $15,000 of the overall budget.
50?
The booth fees were on budget.
Yeah, 15, I think, Alberto.
15.
Yeah, so it was like 10,000 this year. There were less people coming to do holiday shopping after the financial meltdown last fall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, Brian, one question I have, the estimated unrestricted cash balance in the bank as of September 30th, 2009 is 200,000. Do you think that number is correct?
My business manager
would be higher.
My business manager is saying it, in fact, might be lower. As of October 1st, we hadn't gotten our April CPB disbursement from the national office, which is 166,000. We had 100,000 sitting in restricted cash, and we were making less than anticipated in our fund drive.
Okay. Once you get that money, might the unrestricted, might that cash, so that cash balance is not too far off from reality?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I mean,
okay.
We're going to make a little bit more from this fund drive in this fiscal year than we budgeted, but overall the income's going to be the same. So that part of the cash balance should catch up. And with the CPB disbursement, my understanding is KPFA has been withholding central service payments in an amount equivalent to the CPB disbursement, so it should be a wash.
Okay. All righty then. So, okay, well then do we have a motion here around, did they adjust some of those development expense things to make more sense, or is this basically the same as it was?
Yeah, Maria went over them and found a couple places where the formulas were making us double budget things, and if you go down to that section, I think you'll find out they're all much more consistent with our current forecast levels. The only big change is our premiums are dropping, but that's consistent with our forecast to drop in listener support.
Okay. Forecast drop in listener support. Actually.
No, wait a second. There is no forecast to drop in listener support.
And may we ask how your fund drive is going right now?
It's going poorly. We'll get there because we have to, but we're going much longer than we wanted to.
Okay.
How's yours going?
They tell us it's going okay, but it seems like it's been going on forever, too. I mean, we're hearing promises of being able to wrap up soon. So.
You know, we've never gone.
Hello? Can
yeah.
I answer that? We exceeded the $1 million mark today. So we're at 1 million. As of about noon, we were at 1,017,000.
So what was the goal?
1.2, right?
1.15.
1.5.
I believe. And so it's going. Brian, how many days are you extending this drive over what you had hoped?
Well, before we never really went past 18 days. And I guess we will be at 22, 23 when we end.
How many days are you into it now?
I think today's day 20.
I'm sorry?
Today is day 20.
Okay. And how far behind are you still on your to meet your goal? Where are you in your goal? What percentage, if I may ask?
We're about 600,000 towards 750.
600,000?
Yeah.
750.
Uh-huh.
For a goal of 750, they still have 150 to go.
Yeah.
And what is your daily, more or less, given the bad situation? What's your daily income, given just a general suggestion there, an idea?
If I divide, that comes out to around 30,000.
Are you bringing in 30,000 a day, pretty much?
Well, we always go up at the end, but that's our average. You know, for us though, weekend days are lower. They bring down our average.
So we're talking about approximately 5 more days.
No.
To kind of be on the safe side.
No.
What are we talking about?
I certainly hope not. We're talking about ending on Friday.
And you started with 18 day goal.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's hard, Mr. Johnson.
Oh yeah.
Okay, let me ask a question, if it's okay. Jamie?
Yeah, fine.
All right, what measures is KPFA going to take to reverse this trend? You yourself have been extremely opposed to lengthening fund drives. What measures is KPFA going to take to raise the per-day fund drive total?
You know, I'm really not the guy to ask Grace. You should talk to our manager.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, go ahead.
I have another similar question, but from the other end.
Okay.
One of the considerations, Brian, is to being, you know, that it's getting to that point where we really cannot be too optimistic. And the biggest line item, I think, that KPFA has, I hate to say it, staff. Maybe there's a possibility that the general organization, because I know it really doesn't evolve around one or two persons, but the general organization start looking at more cuts, saying it with a very sour taste in my mouth.
Well, the budget includes $430,000 in staff cuts and more in cuts on consultant expenses.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you, sir.
The budget includes $430,000 salary cuts, plus an additional, I think, $15,000 in cuts to consultant expenses.
Well, can I ask a very simple question, which requires just a very simple answer from you in relationship to the 2009 budget to the 2010 budget? In the 2009 budget, you had approximately $300,000 worth of cuts that had to deal with staff.
Mm-hmm.
What are we talking about in the same context and with the same, basically the same ratios? What are we talking about for the 2010 budget as it relates to staffing? you're having to lay off a certain number of staff people that were adopted in the 09 budget, and now you're faced with a similar situation, but obviously and hopefully smaller. Is there any other extra cuts that need to be done to staff to make the 2010 budget balance? Try to balance? And if the answer is no, just say now. We're not looking at any more staff cuts right now.
You mean above and beyond the 430?
Well, above and beyond the 2009 cuts that really haven't happened.
Right. So the cuts in this budget represent a reduction from the status quo at KPFA. So they include those budgeted cuts in 2009 that were not implemented. And there are some cuts above and beyond them.
Okay.
This is Summer.
Yeah, actually, Jamie here, real quick. It seems that the salary cuts in this version are not as steep as in a previous version. Total salary and related, well, I don't know. Well, maybe not. I'm going to withdraw that comment. Okay.
Sure. I think we've gotten ourselves across as to what we consider it without having to be too, you know what.
Okay. Yeah, let's go, Summer.
Yes, I just may ask why the cuts weren't made in 2009. I mean, we really cut staff very hard in Los Angeles to meet those.
Can of worms.
Oh.
Okay, let me talk. We did have a closed session report from the KPFA GM.
No problem. Okay.
At one point during your
when I wasn't in the treasurer. Yes. Okay. All right. Enough said. Well, I just hope whatever needs to be
move on. Move on.
But it is a problem. Not making cuts over budget, it is certainly a problem. And, you know, we see that now.
Okay.
Okay, so are there, so the issue here is that the budget seems sound as far as our keen eyes can tell us, but the problem is there's a cash flow issue and you're going to run into negative cash. I'm shocked that you guys are looking at negative cash. That is shocking.
Yeah, it's pretty dramatic. I'm not totally confident about those CPB numbers.
A question?
I mean, we'll know in a couple weeks when the check shows up.
A question?
Yes, go ahead.
I don't understand the chart completely, but is it is it negative cash beyond current balances? Don't you have something like a $400,000 balance?
They don't.
No. We have $375 permanently restricted as an endowment fund. That's our half of the Heath bequest.
I know that you've got the restricted fund, but I thought that you had.
We have $100,000 that's restricted by a national line of credit. We have $166,000 that's owed to us by national office right now for our CPB dispersed. But in our bank, we're at this point basically living hand to mouth.
Repeat.
At this point, with our bank balances, we're basically living hand to mouth, fund drive to fund drive.
Sure.
The fact that we didn't make the cuts and that missed some of our fundraising targets this year ran them down.
The legal hit.
And then we have these huge legal expenses, some of which come from cases that are 7 years old, all kind of piled up on us in the coming year.
Gotcha. Do you know, can you explain to
luckily, they will end them.
Yes. One quick question from me. So just so I understand your restricted cash situation, I'm looking at the cash flow, row 53, you have restricted cash as 786. I guess that number must be correct, but the Heath number for you guys is around 350 or 400?
The Heath number for us is 375.
And then you have another 100 that's held for the national office line of credit, so that would be 475.
Yeah.
Do you understand what the rest of that number is?
Oh, I totally do, and this looks like it's penciled in, and I wonder if there's not an artifact there from an earlier version. We had 433 leverage for the line of credit. Do you know what I mean, Jamie?
Mr. Chairman?
That one more time? Yeah, hold on one second.
Well,
okay.
The cash flow sheet is something that's formula-driven, and we haven't paid very much attention to because we haven't been able to get the formulas to work. So, again, my business manager is checking it over. But the restricted cash balance is not formula-driven. That looks like it penciled in. And if it's saying it's 786, what we had restricted for the line of credit earlier this year, I believe, was about 411. So if you add that to the 375 Heath endowment we had, you would get 786. So that might be an old number.
Okay. That's exactly what the number is.
But that, but so you got 311 back, but that's already incorporated into the cash balance here, or is that?
I think so. Again, I haven't had time to go over this, but I think our restricted cash balance should be about 475 right now.
Because it seems to me your cash balance is awful low, considering that you got $300,000.
Exactly, because we had. Oh, now this is going back too far.
Well, this, I mean, the station's operating costs are in excess of $300,000 a month.
Right.
Mr. Chairman.
Okay, let's see. I believe I heard first Summer and then Alberto.
No, it wasn't.
Okay, then Alberto.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to point out that if the Heath money is in the situation where it is, for example, it is not available for cash flow and will not be available for cash flow at any point in time. Cash flow is exactly what it is. Cash flow comes from the money that's available in the bank on a signature, on a withdrawal, or an expenditure. I mean, I understand what Brian is saying, but that is not cash flow. And I do not want for us to steer away from the situation that money is really not available until it becomes available, and it is not available now, it might not be available next week or next month. So we should not be talking about the restricted funds because they're not part of the cash flow mix. They're not available to be dispersed.
Mr. Chair?
Yeah, I understand. I was just sort of confused by that number. It seems funny to me. Okay, yes, go ahead, Susan.
Just like to say, I think I have a different perception from what Alberto's is, because in fact what we have done is to borrow from the national office Heath account in order to meet liquidity needs. And one of the things that has to be looked at, and I understand that there is also consideration being given to that for a restricted account in WPFW. We've already gotten into that question and sought opinion of counsel that says that these are exigent circumstances.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes. Okay, thank you, Susan. Okay, Alberto?
Adding to what Susan is saying, until that happens in the future, as it relates to the money that's in the restricted accounts, until we get the permission, until if the determination by legal counsel is what has been happening to that particular batch of money, we can borrow. And if KPFA, the management, decides that they need to access 100, 200, maybe the whole $375,000 from that restricted account to be able to make ends meet, then at that particular point in time, I would not doubt that legal counsel would draft up some kind of document where the money would go back into the KPFK restricted fund account, and then we would have to require that KPFA add a monthly payment to replenish their self-perpetuating fund that they are in the midst of doing. And I am agreeing, but we would have to look at it as part of the budgetary process to say we will borrow $375 to make ends meet, but we will be paying $5,000 a month through Physical 10 to replenish that fund that is to our personal benefit as KPFA and their little fund that they have in the bank that is currently restricted.
Right. Okay. All right. Thank you, Alberto. Yeah, so that money is, you know, lacking.
It's available, but it's really not.
Yeah. Okay, so then, folks, what do we do with KPFA's budget? I believe that they addressed the problems that we had with the budget part.
So, I mean, you could do one of two things, both of which I'm comfortable with. One would be to approve the budget and ask for a plan to plug the cash gaps to be submitted along with the budget to the national board. That would be narrative. The second is we could sit on this another week.
Well, I'm not sure what sitting on it another week would accomplish, right?
The committee could wait for a copy of that plan before sending it on.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Alberto?
I am not interested in sitting on the budget for another week.
go ahead.
What my big interest is, and again, and I mean it with all due respect to the members of this committee, that we have strived to do our fiduciary responsibility. I have an experience, and again, with all due respect, Brian, and the KPFA organization, we adopted a budget that required $300,000 cuts last year after hammering it, and Brian can attest to the fact that, I mean, talk about somebody with a 5-pound hammer. Brian's got a 10-pound hammer, and we worked at it, and we went through the whole year, and nothing happened.
I don't think anyone disagrees with you.
All I'm saying is that if we adopt KPFA's budget right now, that all of us remain conscious that the flagship needs to come up with a way to wiggle out of the cash flow in a very positive way. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, well, thank you, Alberto. I would recommend that we take the first, you know, we pass it, you know, and what was your proviso there? We pass the budget and wait for...
The KPFA submit a cash management plan directly to the National Board along with the budget.
Okay. Yeah, I would like that. I mean, I would like to put our imprimatur on the budget in order to I hate to say this, but I think we need to support the idea that KPFA really does need to cut its spending. And the budget, while it may not be perfect in every area, it does have a sizable chunk of salary.
Can I just point out one more thing, sir?
Yes,
please. Cash management plans are great. I, in all of my professional career, have thought of them as being a piece of paper. I think that the stress here is for Brian and the rest of the organization to really work in a very strenuous manner, in a strenuous mode, to keep that cash flow going, because that's the worst situation to be in, your cash flow. Everything else is perfect. A cash flow management plan is perfect until it goes awry. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Now let me get the wording for that motion.
The motion would be to approve KPFA's budget and request that the station submit a cash management plan to accompany the budget directly to the Pacifica National Board.
Why directly to Pacifica National Board?
Because that's what I spouted off. If you wanted to submit it to the NFC, through the NFC, that might make more sense.
Yeah, that's probably better.
Yeah.
Okay, approve a KPFA budget and ask stations to submit a cash management plan to NFC.
Point of information?
Yes, go ahead.
Will we review the cash management plan whenever it's presented to this August body?
Oh, sure.
No, you just have to listen quietly.
Come again?
Quietly.
I'm sorry, I'm a little deaf. Come again?
No, we would review it, yeah.
No. I want to hear Brian's comment.
He'd say no, you would just listen quietly.
I always do. until I have a question.
Well, and to second all of that, I'd love to have these things a little bit in advance of the phone call, if possible. I know we're all working under duress here, but it is
I know. That would
much
be good.
Easier to have time to review when you actually have time to review.
Yes. Okay, well, so we have a motion on the floor to approve KPFA budget and ask states to submit a cash management plan to NSC.
Mr. Chair, I'm going to write this as to approve KPFA's FY10 budget.
Okay.
Let's put the number in there.
And do we have a timeline on when this cash management plan is to be submitted? So is that in some sort of stone?
What's a reasonable timeline for your station to submit cash management plan?
A month?
I mean, you know, we're going to have to come up with it within a week.
Yeah, because you've got the national board meeting.
Well, no, it's not going to be. It won't be there for the national
board. Oh, no, it won't be.
Yeah.
Was that wasn't your thought, would it be?
But I don't see, I mean, understand, I'm looking at these cash shortfalls for the first time, but this is very serious. And
Mr. Chairman?
It's addressed immediately. Alberto, let me finish.
Sure.
It needs to be addressed immediately, and if we don't have options, then the only option is deeper cuts. So, I mean, it's stuff that has to happen now. Otherwise, we have a very hard winter.
Yes.
Okay. So could we say as soon as possible? Is that a good enough time? What Alberto?
No,
ask
for it within 1 week.
Within a week?
Okay. Put a date on it. That'll help me get stuff done here.
Okay.
Okay, you got it. Yeah, Alberto?
Yes. Brian, I think that the situation within your organization needs to be definitely looked at. I do not want you to think that we want, again, I do not want for you to think that we want a plan back in a week. I want for the management team, including yourself as treasurer of the organization, to really look at it carefully and figure out what you're going to have to do if within 3 or 4 days from now your fundraiser fundraising is going to start telling you a pulse. And I personally would not like for you to come back in a week, but to give yourself some thinking time to come up with a how you're going to deal with the cash flow and the plan. Again, like I told you a little while ago, a cash flow plan for me is a piece of paper that I'll save for an emergency. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. All right, so that's the motion that we have before us. Motion to approve KPFA's proposed FY10 budget and ask station to submit a cash management plan to NFC within a week. Is there any objection to this motion? Okay, hearing none, that motion passes without objection. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, now the next thing we have is we have a closed session item. Actually, we have two closed session items now.
Jamie?
Yes?
Before we go to closed session, when are we getting the WBAI budget?
That's a very good question.
Thank you.
I went to the station with our Paul. We looked at the version that was there as of Thursday, and I requested that they add in the comparable column, you know, the forecast actual
mm-hmm.
column, because it was not there.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not heard back when the plan will be to get that in there.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I have a question, sir.
Our Paul, do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, I can say that WBAI Finance Committee is going to meet on the 13th, which next Tuesday. So I hope we meet. This committee meets on maybe not next Tuesday, but yeah. So far, that's what I've got in terms of. I have the same information as Jamie has about the budget per se.
I mean, everything was complete except for that. Some of the numbers probably, you know, were arguable.
I have a question.
Okay, Alberto.
Yes, sir. We passed a resolution last meeting, and again, that is my biggest concern. We passed a resolution that basically said we would like for, in this particular situation, WBAI starting to make central services. Are you gentlemen having that kind of a discussion as we're preparing this budget? And are we going to be seeing a transfer of funds from WBAI to make central services as of the beginning of this fiscal year, sir?
I would like to say yes, but I do not have enough information to answer you.
The stated intention of the interim general manager is that, yes, we will. Now, of course, the money has to actually be there, but interim general manager says, yes, we're going to start paying central services, and it's in the budget.
Okay.
Really?
That's good enough for me.
Okay, and then when, we have been making more money. It's not that we should be able to make central services. We should have been able to make them in September, I believe. And anyway, so when should we meet next? We have the PMB meeting this weekend. I would like to not meet.
Next Tuesday.
Yeah, our Paul says there's a BAI meeting.
How about the following Tuesday?
That would be great.
Okay, is people okay with that, the following Tuesday? That would be Tuesday the 20th?
Yes.
That way we can get all of our budgets maybe wrapped up then. That would be really good.
Okay, Tuesday the 20th is our next meeting.
Mr.
Are there
Chairman?
Any objection?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I have a quick question. Do you think that we could drum up enough interest so that we can look at WPFW's budget in 2 weeks from now? Can we bang a drum or something?
I will try. I mean, I don't know. I don't have a very big drum.
Yeah, I know. None of us do.
Does Campbell Johnson have a report about the WPFW budget?
Campbell! Oh. Maybe the board...
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Oh, there you go.
Okay, I'm sorry. The mute button was on again.
Sure.
I was saying that I will be a drummer. Our finance committee is meeting tomorrow afternoon, and we are looking forward to working on the
budget.
You know, moving forward on the 2010 budget in the new format. Now, what I'd been presented previously with was the old format until I got from the new one from Efren. And it seems as though there's some difficulty folks are having plugging in the values.
It's scary.
Which, I'm sorry, I've worked with this a little bit before, and I get very disappointed when I hear these kinds of things. Plus which, our GM, for some reason, doesn't want to let go of the gala. And even though Efren has, you know, assured him, look, the books have been closed, he's still writing about, oh, gee, the books are open. No, they aren't open. And there are a couple of amounts that are in dispute, one owing to the convention center, one owing to a cable company. But, you know, they don't amount to, they amount to maybe between 5% and 10% of the net revenues. And, you know, these amounts, I assured him, are what you carry as contingent liabilities until they're resolved. And that's, you know, and that's not even on the balance sheet. And, of course, we do have an audit for, you know, 08. So, you know, we're dealing with people who apparently do not have an understanding of accounting and, you know, fundamental accounting practices. And I think that Efren has been extremely clear and straightforward insofar as his communications. And I'm just amazed at what seems to be some other interests that are being pursued here rather than let's move forward with a 2010 budget. But I'm going to be beating the drum tomorrow.
Okay, good.
Is that okay, Alberto?
Just as long as we can let the CFO and the other board members know that we need to encourage. Encourage.
Okay.
That's okay with me. Encourage.
Okay, that's good. So let's see.
so we set a date. We've done everything. Let's see. I believe we should adjourn from this and re-meet. Does everybody have the phone number for the executive? If you don't have it, I'll email it to you, or I can call you, or you can
call me. Is it the same number?
Let's see. It's the
same one we sent out before?
It was sent to the mail list.
Yeah.
It's a different code.
Yeah, but it's basically the same code that we...
Is it the same different code?
Is the same different code?
You
say yes.
I sent it out this afternoon.
Okay.
I believe it's the same different code.
Okay. Okay, well, if there's no problems, then let's see. I'll try to reach anybody who does has problems getting in.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll see you over there.
Okay. Okay. If I don't come on, I got the wrong number.
Okay.
Bye.
Well, call me up then.